AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump is having second thoughts about a debate on ABC next month with Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump says he was watching ABC's This Week.
When I watch this interview of Tom Cotton, fortunately he's a total pro, he knows what he's doing. And then when I watch the roundtable after that, I said the hostility is crazy. So we're thinking about it.
Earlier today, Trump laid wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery in honor of three service members killed as U.S. forces were getting out of Afghanistan 3 years ago. Trump is trying to tie Kamala Harris to the chaotic withdrawal.
Because of Afghanistan, it showed our enemies that we're incompetent. That we have an incompetent president, an incompetent vice president.
13 service members in all were killed. Under Trump, the U.S. signed the peace agreement with the Taliban. French President Emmanuel Macron says the arrest in France of the CEO of the popular messaging app Telegram, Pavel Durov, wasn't a political move, but part of an independent investigation. French media reports Durov was detained at a French airport over the weekend on an arrest warrant, alleging his platform has been used for money laundering, drug trafficking, and other offenses. Officials say Russia's deadly overnight barrage of missiles and drones has hit over half of Ukraine. Explosions were heard in the capital, Kyiv. Power and water supplies in the city were disrupted by that attack. Police in Iceland have called off a search of a collapsed ice cave, saying they now believe no one is missing. They determined all 23 people on the trip had been accounted for. One person died. One person was seriously injured when the cave collapsed. Gunmen in Pakistan killed at least 38 people in three separate attacks, while the military said security forces killed 21 insurgents, marking one of the deadliest days of violence in the restive province in Pakistan, with reports of other shootings and destruction in the area as well. This is AP News. Hawaii's Big Island is recovering from Hone,
which started as a hurricane, dumping up to 2 feet of rain in some places before becoming a tropical storm, still washing away roads and rickety bridges. Julia Neal lives there and says some people can't get around.
And they've been isolated with a ford being washed out and other small bridges washed out.
National Weather Service meteorologist William Ahui in Honolulu says damage was bad.
Multiple roads are closed due to flooding, some down power lines and some down trees on power lines.
Next up for Hawaii, Hurricanes Hector and Gilma.
Both these storms may bring some beneficial rain to the Hawaiian Islands, but as of now, we aren't expecting a lot of impacts from them.
I'm Julie Walker.
One person was killed by a landslide that prompted a mandatory evacuation in Ketchikan, Alaska. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.